Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's go somewhere fun today.
And I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is e-report.
And the title of our lesson is Flowing Lake. Flowing Lake. Pauline, do you enjoy going to lakes in the summer?
Of course. I like being in nature. I like swimming, and I try to stay cool in the hot summer weather. Lakes are perfect for all of that. What about you, Peter?
Well, of course, when the summer is hot and the water is cool, I enjoy it a lot. Have you been to any lakes this summer?
Not yet. Maybe I should go this weekend. Do you have any suggestions, Peter?
I sure do, and we'll find out in just a second. But first, let's look at those key words. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 今天要介绍的是台东的活水湖。台东因着它温暖的天气，所以一年到头都很适合从事水上活动。The weather is warm in 台东。名词 weather 就是天气、气象。在台东的活水湖可以玩各式各样的水上活动，有的人可能会觉得需要高超的水上活动技能才能玩这些运动。名词技能、技巧就是 skill。You need good skills to play water sports. 但事实上，不论你的技术如何，都可以在活水湖找到适合的运动。People of all skill levels can try something there.名词 level 指的是水准级别。为了安全起见，从事水上活动之前，游客需要上课学一下。People have to take some lessons. 名词 lesson 就是课程。在下水之前，也需要学会如何使用相关的装备。装备或器材就是 equipment， 它是不可数名词。You learn how to use the equipment.你不会也没关系，因为工作人员会教你怎么使用。工作人员就是 staff， 这个字指的是整组的工作人员，它是一个集合名词，不要加 s 哦。The staff there would be happy to help you.
Hey everyone, welcome to eReport. My name is Rebecca. Wow, today is such a hot day. Perfect day.For water activities. Well, actually, that's why I am here at Flowing Lake Camp. I'm going to do some water activities. There are so many different water activities that we can do at this camp. Well, at this lake, that is. But, you know, it's really not that fun to do water activities by myself, so I invited my friend Gabe to join me. But...I don't know where he went. I can't find him. Have you seen Gabe?
Rebecca, I'm right here. Just look down, right over here.
Oh, there's Gabe.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I am getting ready to do some paddle boarding.
Wait, he's on the board. Gabe, wait for me. I want to come.
Don't worry, I'm waiting for you. And this is really fun. It's safe then.
He just fell in the water.
The warm weather in Taidong makes it a perfect place to enjoy water activities all year round. That's what makes Flowing Lake, or Huoshuihu, a perfect place to visit for people who enjoy water activities. Here, people of all ages and skill levels can enjoy different activities, like dragon boating, kayaking,stand-up paddleboarding, rubber rafting, and wakeboarding. They also have professional coaches and trainers that teach visitors how to do each of these activities in a safe and fun way.
So where is Rebecca taking us today?
She's in Taiwan at a lake called Flowing Lake. It looks beautiful. But I didn't know Gabe was going to be with Rebecca.
Well, I agree with Rebecca. It's not very fun to do water activities by yourself.
True. But Gabe started playing in the water without Rebecca. I think he should have waited for someone to teach him how to use that board. He didn't stay standing very long.
No, he didn't. He fell right into the water.
I hope he's okay.
Me too. But before we find out, let's talk more about where this lake is.
Oh, right. I had a question about that. Is Taidong a city?
Well, yes and no. There is a city named Taidong, but there is also Taidong County. Taidong City is in Taidong County. Do you understand?
Oh, like New York City is in New York State, right?
Right, exactly. So this is in the southeast part of Taiwan. The weather is very nice there. It's warm all year, so it makes a perfect place to do water activities.
Oh, and I know the perfect person to teach us about that phrase. Christina?
台东温暖的天气使它一整年都是水上运动的完美地点。 The warm weather in Taidong makes it a perfect place for water sports all year long. 我们利用这个句子来学习一个句型, makes it a perfect place for something. 比如说他家院子里的草坪又大又美,真是一个办婚礼的完美所在。 The beautiful grass in his yard makes it a perfect place for a wedding. 或者我家旁边的湖到了冬天会全部结成冰,是溜冰的绝佳场地。The ice on the lake makes it a perfect place for skating.
Thanks, Christina. So why do people enjoy Flowing Lake so much?
For the water activities. There are a lot of water activities to do there. Can you remember them all, Peter?
There is a lot to do here. Dragon boat racing, kayaking, and wakeboarding. That's a lot.
It is, and don't forget stand-up paddleboarding. That is what Gabe was trying to do before he fell in the water. We should go find out if he's okay.
Hi, everyone. E-Report, long time no see. And hello, Rebecca.
Gabe, you're wet.
Don't worry. I'm waiting for you. And this is really fun. It's safe and...
He just fell in the water. You should have waited for me.
Rebecca, we're here to have some fun doing some water activities, right?
I know. That's not the point. You started without me. It's not fair.
Don't worry, Rebecca. We're going to be here in Taidong at Flowing Lake all day. There's plenty of time to have some fun in the sun and on the water.
Okay, great. Then let's get started. Come on.
Okay.
I've been waiting.
Let's go.
Well, now it's time for us to meet someone very special, our coach. Yes, this will be my coach. He will show me how to use the proper equipment when doing water sports on Flowing Lake. Okay, so what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
The staff at Flowing Lake Camp really care about safety. They want people to enjoy the fun activities without getting hurt. So before anyone goes on the water, the staff gives lessons on how to use the equipment correctly. They will also give people safety gear like a helmet and life jacket. This protects people when they're out on the water. Once the lesson is done and people put on the gear, it's time to have fun.
Oh, good. Gabe didn't get hurt. although Rebecca is not happy that he started without her.
But they still have plenty of time to have fun together. They will be at Flowing Lake all day.
But Gabe isn't the only one at the lake with Rebecca. She also has a coach.
That's right. A coach is like a teacher, but a coach teaches you how to do an activity. There are football coaches, basketball, swimming, even singing coaches.
Well, this coach is teaching Rebecca and Gabe how to enjoy water safely.
He gives lessons on how to use the equipment correctly.
Hey, Christina wants to give us a lesson on how to use this phrase. Let's go to her now.
在你下水玩水上活动之前，工作人员会先教你如何正确的使用装备。The staff gives lessons on how to use the equipment correctly. 我们来学学这个句型 give lessons on how to do something, 就是给人上课学习做某件事。你可以说 She gave me lessons on how to play golf. 她教我如何打高尔夫球。You can give them lessons on how to do makeup. 你可以教他们如何化妆。
Thanks for that lesson, Christina. Rebecca and Gabe are learning how to use the equipment that they need for water activities at Flowing Lake.
What equipment do they need? I know they will need a board for paddleboarding or a boat for dragon boating, but do they need anything else?
Well, don't forget about safety equipment. For example,They need those bright orange vests that help people float in the water.
Oh, right. Those are called life jackets. They protect people in the water. A helmet is also an important piece of safety equipment.
Yes, that will protect your head.
That's right. I am glad the staff at Flowing Lake care about safety. It's fun to play in the water, but it's not fun to get hurt.
Well,It is fun to take a break, and that's what we're going to do right now. Friends, we'll see you after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
So, Pauline, when was the last time you went to a lake?
Oh, I went to a lake in Minnesota for a family reunion last year. I had a lot of fun canoeing there.
Well, that does sound like a lot of fun. I really enjoy canoeing. But now we finally get to find out what activities Rebecca and Gabe are doing at the lake. So what are we waiting for? Let's watch it together.
Up on his first try. But good try, Gabe! Gabe's second try, is he gonna do it? Is he gonna do it? Oh! He didn't make it up on his second try either. But it's okay.
One of the most popular activities at Flowing Lake Camp is cable wakeboarding. To do wakeboarding, a person will put on special boots.That are attached to a wakeboard. Once they are ready, they will sit in the water and hold onto a bar. The bar is attached to a cable. At the right time, the cable will move forward and start pulling the wakeboarder. The wakeboarder will start moving forward, and then he or she can stand up. The wakeboard will now move quickly across the top of the water, and the wakeboarder gets to enjoy an exciting ride. How fun!
Wait, careful, Gabe.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe, that looked like so much fun. You went so fast on that wakeboard.
Rebecca, it was amazing and tiring. I loved riding across the water on a wakeboard. It felt like I was running or flying on the water. You have to try it.
Oh, I want to try. My turn is next.
Yes, and after you're finished wakeboarding, then maybe we could try another activity.
You mean like paddleboarding?
Yep.
Great.
But first,
yes,
you need to try wakeboarding.
Yes, I'm going to do some wakeboarding. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us for today's e-report. I hope that you learned something and had a lot of fun. And we'll see you next time. So, goodbye.
Bye.
And I'm going to go wakeboarding.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't that hard, right, Gabe? Gabe? Where is he?
Wow, that looks like an exciting activity. What is it called again?
Cable wakeboarding. Usually a fast boat pulls wakeboards, but cable wakeboarding is different. Instead of a boat, the cable pulls the wakeboarder.
A wakeboard is the board people stand on. The person standing on the board is called a wakeboarder.
Oh, so Gabe is a wakeboarder today. Well, at least he is trying to be. He has a hard time standing up on the board.
It does look a little difficult, but after a few tries, he gets it. And then he really enjoys it.
Oh, but Peter, did you see the coach wakeboarding? He has some amazing wakeboard skills.
Yes, he is really good. But he should be. He is the coach, right? A coach should be good at what he teaches.
Good point. And I am sure the coach practices a lot. But I think Gabe did very well for his first time, don't you?
I think so, and he clearly enjoys it.
Yes, he said it was like running or flying on the water.
That sounds amazing, but is Rebecca going to try it?
Didn't you see? She did try, and she is really good at it. She got up on her first try.
Wow, good for her. Well, I'm glad they're having such a fun time at this lake. It makes me want to go.
Well, you can't go now. We still need to review our key words from today.
Oh, thanks for remembering. Friends, let's do that right now.
Here's our first key word for the day. Weather. Weather. The weather is very nice today.
Skill. Skill. My mother has good cooking skills.
Level. Level. She's on level 17 in that computer game.
Lesson. lesson. I am taking an English lesson.
Equipment. Equipment. We have all the equipment for camping.
Staff. Staff. The staff keep the park clean. Okay, friends, those are the key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Vern, I can't believe you took me on a date to the zoo.
Oh, come on, Zoe. There's so much to learn about animals here.
Maybe when we graduate, you should get a job at the zoo.
Look, there it is.
There what is?
The mouse house.
The mouse house?
Yes, one animal that many people are excited about is the mouse.
You're kidding, right?
Yes, yes, yes. That was a super sentence.
Super sentence, man.
Yes, it is I. And I am here because Vern said a super sentence.
I did?
The super sentence is one animal that many people are excited about is the mouse.
Oh, ooh, go me.
Yes, yes, go you. Now, before I go, Zoe, do you have another way to use this super sentence?
Sure. The time of year that many people are excited about is summer.
The time of year that many people are excited about is summer. That was a super sentence.
Oh, but I have one more.
Oh?
One superhero that many people are excited about
is... Oh, I know. Mighty Mouse.
No, not Mighty Mouse.
Oh, Ant-Man.
No, not Ant-Man.
Batman.
No, Vern. I can see that you really like small animals, but I'm talking about Super Sentence Man.
One superhero that many people are excited about is Super Sentence Man? That touched my heart.
Well, you know, a super sentence every day
will make your English great. You know it, sister. I need to go. But you two enjoy the mouse house.
So, Vern, everyone is excited about mice, huh?
Okay, maybe not everyone.
Yeah, maybe just you.
Okay, let's go. Is it right over here?
Friends, thanks for joining us today. I think we're all ready to go wakeboarding, right?
Definitely. It looked like so much fun. We should go together sometime, Peter.
I agree. Or we should go tubing. This is when you sit in an inner tube and get dragged across the lake. I love that.
I've done that before. It's really fun, although it's a little scary.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.